Part 1. Oh, wonder! How many goodly creatures are there here! How beauteous mankind is! Oh, brave new world that has such people in't! William Shakespeare, The Tempest. You can't just boss bacteria around like that, said the younger Mrs. Hempstock. They don't like it. Stuff and silliness, said the old lady. You leave wigglers alone and they'll be carrying on like anything. Show them who's boss, and they can't do enough for you. You've tasted my cheese. Neil Gaiman, The Ocean at the End of the Lane. Progress in science depends on new techniques, new discoveries, and new ideas. Probably in that order. Sidney Brenner. Chapter 1. The CRISPR Craze. This is CRISPR? Bill Whittaker, a correspondent for the 60 Minutes television show, sounds puzzled as he points to a small white plastic tube containing a few drops of a colourless liquid that might as well be water. Indeed, it mostly is water. Holding the vial under the bright television lights is Feng Zhang, a 30-something scientist who has helped ignite a biological revolution. It has CRISPR in it, Zhang says helpfully. The interview is being filmed in Zhang's laboratory at the Broad Institute in Cambridge, Massachusetts, one of the most elite biomedical research centres in the country. The Broad is named after philanthropist Eli Broad and his wife Edith. It jockeys for space with other ivory towers established by billionaire businessmen, including the Koch brothers, cancer, publisher Pat McGovern, brain research, and medical device inventor Jack Whitehead, cell biology. When I first moved to the United States in the late 1980s, working at the Whitehead Institute on the fringe of the MIT campus, the only other sign of civilization was a legal seafood restaurant. Today, Kendall Square is the center of the biotech universe, as much a Boston landmark as Fenway Park. A nearby plaque proclaims this to be the most innovative square mile on the planet. Few would argue. Zhang looks, if anything, younger than his 34 years, with black cropped hair and a smooth, cherubic face. In a lab photo with about 20 students and research fellows, you could easily mistake him for a grad student. But since 2013, Zhang has become accustomed to media requests and the intrusion of film crews. This is literally a case of déjà vu. A few months earlier, he was answering the same questions in front of the same CBS cameras. But the interviewer on that occasion, Charlie Rose, had since been sacked for good reasons. So 60 Minutes producer Nicole Marks opted to reshoot the entire segment. Whittaker stares at the tiny tube disbelievingly. So this is what's revolutionising science and biomedicine? That's wild. Even if the 60 Minutes cameras could zoom into the contents of that tiny vial between Zhang's finger and thumb, like a scene from Fantastic Voyage, it would be hard to see what the fuss was about. But CRISPR is a very big deal. A tempest in a test tube. The term CRISPR has a precise scientific definition, more on that later. But in the space of just a few years, this obscure acronym has become a household word, both noun and occasionally verb that epitomizes the revolution in genome editing, the ability to pinpoint and alter a given DNA sequence in any organism. But Whittaker isn't letting this go. So, the CRISPR is not the liquid. The CRISPR is in the... It's dissolved in the liquid, Zhang explains patiently. There are probably billions of molecules of CRISPR in here. Billions? Marx had been pondering a story on CRISPR for a year or two, visiting the Broad to meet Zhang and the Institute's founding director, Eric Lander, and attending the major genome editing ethics conference in Washington, D.C., in 2015. CRISPR was being trumpeted in the media as the next miracle biotechnology. But for all